talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
A world is wild, it's underway.
Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's home theme song was by U2, New Year's Day, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, and that's coming up February 2nd through the 4th, about a month from now, at the North Charleston Convention Center. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with the folks at CK Contracting, General Contractor Chris Click. Also, Realtor Victoria Sellinger with Island House Real Estate. And finally, Bailey Cooper with Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters. Well, I did mention the Charleston Home and Design Show, and if you only go to one home show this year, we suggest you make it the Charleston Home and Design Show. We have called the Charleston Home and Design Show a custom home show. So if you're looking for the best A-list local companies in Charleston, if you're not interested in turning a blind eye as you walk down the aisle to mop salespeople and non-home related items, Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th, is definitely the show for you. We're very careful about who we accept as vendors for the Charleston Home and Design Show. One of the most basic things that we do that other shows do not do is we only accept home-related home service providers. And so, like I said, you won't have to worry about people trying to sell you things that don't have anything to do with your home, which happens at some of the other home shows in Charleston. So it's a great show, and I'll give you a few really good reasons to attend the Charleston Home and Design Show and maybe not attend any other home shows. And number one is free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. This is the first time that we've ever opened up the Charleston Home and Design Show the entire day. Usually we just have free admission from 11 to 6, and then we have a home show party from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday, February 2nd, but this year we have decided to make the party free as well. So a lot of folks that might be working during the day on Friday aren't able to come to the take advantage of the free admission on Friday, free parking too, by the way. So you can come after work, and vendors will have catered food at all of their booths. And so there'll be a cash bar and a live DJ. You can walk around and get a great bite to eat, have a cheap date night, if you want to call it that, have some great catered food. And walk around the show with a beer or glass of wine in your hand, and get all the make contact with all the companies that you need to make the home you like and turn it into the home you love. So please make plans to attend the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th. We've got a lot of really great things going on. For example, besides the home show party on Friday evening from 6 to 9, free admission, We've also got a celebrity designer room that was designed by Stripe Lemon Design in the image of Carrie Underwood. So come check that out. You can register to win a $2,000 furniture package from Siwa Furniture. So a lot of great options there. And then we've got seminars going on all weekend long. So it's going to be a great show. Let me just quickly thank our sponsors, Fix-It 24/7, Owners Incorporated, Advanced Window Fashions, Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, Shelf Genie, New Age Contractors, Preferred Appliances, Pineapple Pools, Grill Masters of Charleston, Crosby Creations Home Designs, and then our party sponsors are Limerick Heating and Air and Coastal Flooring. And free parking is brought to you by Wade Paint Company and Professional Lift Solutions. That's February 2nd through the 4th at the Charleston Home and Design Show at the North Charleston Convention Center. Have a great weekend. See you in 2024. And talking to us now is General Contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. How you doing, Chris?
Good afternoon, Tim. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Chris, take a moment and tell everyone about CK Contracting.
Yeah, sure, Tim. So CK Contracting, I started it back in 2002. We specialize in home remodeling in and around the Charleston area. We're located out of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. And we basically serve, 20, 30-mile radius from Mount Pleasant. So we'll go as far as McClellanville, all the way to inner John and James Island. It's 25 miles. It adds up from one opposite end to the other.
So we
keep a little bit of a tighter footprint than some other contractors, but that's in order to better serve our clients. Like I said, we specialize in home remodeling. We also have a good bit of outdoor spaces we've done. Go figure, right? Since COVID, that's mm-hmm. It's a very large market segment. And CK, we're glad to be a part of it. Those are fun and rewarding to do. That's basically CK in a nutshell.
Cool. Well, when it comes to the type of projects that CK Contracting gets hired for, it seems like every general contractor sort of has their favorite type that they gravitate toward. And what would be some of those types of projects? Because you mentioned before we started the interview that CK Contracting is only takes on about 6 projects a year. So what are some of those type projects that that are within your expertise?
Sure. So our niche, if you will, is going to be, yes, our home remodeling is the number one thing we do most. Secondly is those outdoor spaces. We also build some new construction homes as well. Now, with only doing, those about a half dozen projects a year, they tend to be larger projects, whole house remodels, an addition and a kitchen remodel at the same time. We are transitioning towards catering to the smaller remodel projects here moving forward, such as just a bathroom remodel or even a lighter kitchen remodel, maybe not a complete gut, but more of a sprucing up, if you will, kind of more of a superficial kitchen remodel. But we've gotten good at the larger projects, those some projects that maybe others would not necessarily want to do because they might get too tied down into the details, but you know, we usually shine on those, and you know, we've just excelled, and you know, good work gets you more work.
Yeah.
And that's kind of our story. Yeah.
I'm sure you can relate to this, but oftentimes homeowners will, you'll be working on one house in a neighborhood, and the neighbors start to notice, and then they talk to their, to the homeowner that you're working with, and get all sorts of great feedback about CK contracting, and suddenly, you have a hard time getting off that block.
Yeah. Yes. That recently, happened, this past year. Whereas this one neighborhood in Mount Pleasant, the original home builder, a volume builder, in the neighborhood, they had detached garages. And some of those garages had a living space, a frog, you know, some might even call it an ADU, accessory dwelling unit, above their detached garages. Now, moving forward 8 years later, some of the homeowners decided that they wanted these. We did one, and you know, it turned out really well. Charleston Home and Design took some terrific photos of it for us as well. And then sure enough, we did another one right down the street, and I think we're entertaining two more on the other side of the street as well. So yes, those things can and do happen, and there it's referrals are you know, the greatest compliment that a builder can have. So yeah. we're always psyched, excited to have, you know, clients sing our praises and essentially get us more work mm-hmm. as well through friends, families, and neighbors.
Yeah, word of mouth can be a double-edged sword. It can, you know, it can be very, very good, which which is the case with CK contracting. But have a bad meal or see a bad movie, and people love to tell you about that too. So
yeah. So I constantly preach, you know, our team, our staff, you know, and also clients as well. We're only as good as our last job. So if we do a crummy job, then that person that, you know, is just going to know us as being crummy. So we have to do a good job on every job. It's vital. And like you said, yeah, people are more likely to mention a bad experience than a good experience.
Yeah.
So
everybody's curiosity perks up when there's something bad going on. That's for sure. Chris, you mentioned that CK Contracting, you folks do a lot of whole house remodels, but also new construction projects. Do you have a preference? Which do you prefer?
Home remodeling is our niche. That's what CK Contracting specializes in. That's it is a lot different than the new construction. You have to deconstruct in order to reconstruct, whereas the new home building it's just constructing, you mm-hmm. know, from the beginning. Now, you know, we will build for clients as well. You know, we're happy to do that and accommodate it. Not all builders can be remodelers, I would say.
Yeah.
I would say some of them don't, a lot of them don't even have an interest in it, because of the homeowner dynamic. You know, just working in someone's house it's much different than working on a job site. You know, we will entertain the new construction builds, but by far the majority of our work is geared towards home remodeling. Yeah.
How does CK Contracting deal with the inevitable surprises that do pop up with a remodel project? And, you know, the old thing that the old saying that I've heard so much over the years is, well, we won't know until we get inside the walls and see what's going on or that kind of thing. How do you handle those kinds of surprises and expectations for homeowners?
Well, they can and do happen. You know, we, CK Contracting, we're going to do more work up front, even before the physical work starts, more than most other contractors will. We want to dot the I's and cross the T's as much as we can beforehand. We've actually moved towards a guaranteed no change order on our projects. Now, if it's written in our specs, we honor it. We've actually recently we had an oversight on a project. This is earlier this year, and I tell the client too now. We had the wrong HVAC system priced out internally. It was on us.
Yeah.
And it was a $5,000 difference. We honored, you know, our specs and selections. We didn't process a change order. We didn't ask for a change order. It's something that we've been doing for a while now. But we just haven't vocally explained it to clients beforehand of the no change order. And for remodeling, that's really uncommon. Now, to get better, you know, geared towards your question, there could be some, you know, once you open up the walls, there could be some rot. Typically, older the home, the more unknowns you'll see. We have a project going on downtown currently, and I think the year built was 1910 maybe. It's always amazing when you open up the walls of those older homes, and you see, you know, 100 plus years of changes that they've gone through. On this one particular one, we just had a little bit of additional subfloor repair to do. So it really wasn't much at all, because we had previously taken our time to, you know, really inspect the property, make sure we know what we're getting into, set everyone's expectations. That's crucial, setting the client's expectations of what they can expect moving forward on this, and to minimize the surprises as much as we can.
Yep. Do you ever find any time capsule type things in the walls, things that you're like, oh wow, look at that?
Bottles
or.
Yeah, I've got some artifacts, I would say, and maybe artifact isn't an accurate term, but
treasures.
Sometimes we'll go into these an older ranch house in Mount Pleasant. Old Mount Pleasant has a lot of these. Older ranch homes, and the ranch homes might be 1200, 1500, 1700 square feet. And you'll have had a family that lived in there for, you know, 30, 40, 60 years. And with the attics become a time capsule of just storing items in there for you know, decades,
right?
And they essentially get forgotten. So Yeah, this one project in particular I'm thinking of, there was like an old, remember the glass water jugs that they had for, there was a couple of those, and just some neat stuff. You know, there was like an old fireworks crate that fireworks would get shipped in or something like that. It was like a wooden crate.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's just really dated. Itself. There was other items too. I can't recall all of them, but it's interesting what, you know, you could find. And then you have a lot of less undesirable maybe clothing, you know, things like that. National Geographic collections from years and years. I don't know if those are collectibles or not, but it's pretty amazing what you can find tucked up into some of those older attics.
Yeah.
Homes.
Rat skeletons and all sorts of things like that.
Yeah. You have some surprises like that as well. Yes.
Right. Yeah. That's interesting. Well, on a side note, this is something I've always been curious about. You mentioned the ranch style homes, and they're not just in Mount Pleasant. You see them on James Island, West Ashley, North Charleston. You have any idea why that particular style was so popular? And you know, I've always been curious, like, why would an entire, you know, neighborhood be ranch style homes? Isn't there anyone in that said, hey, I want to do something different? Kind of like with the Charleston single homes you see in downtown Charleston, you know, everybody kind of just took the same design and ran with it. Didn't make any changes.
Yeah. You could be in Mount Pleasant, or you could even be in James Island, or even Isle Palms, and be in a 1950s ranch, and feel like you're almost in the same house.
Yeah.
I know Isle Palms, when they first developed, I think it was Wild Dunes, they, back in the 50s, J.C. Long, they had a lot of these J.C. Long homes, they called them, and they were, it was a ranch, a lot of them had brick on it as well, it was a hipped roof, I think the brick and the hipped roof just comes from more of a robust design, whereas, you know, I'll refer to it with the three little pigs, you know, this little pig built his house out of sticks, and the other one, you know, built his house out of bricks. You know, in theory, it's going to, you know, weather the hurricanes better. And obviously the hipped roofs are designed to shed wind more easily. So I think that's where the brick ranch kind of came from. And the continuous floor plan, you know, there was probably, I'm sure back in the day, Hilton Googe, he's an older gentleman who does house designs. He's done thousands upon thousands of home designs. But, you know, you probably had designers like that, like such as himself, that were just predominant in the area, and you know made, obviously, you know, if you can design a house once and you know, sell it 100 times, it's a lot easier than designing 100 different homes. So I think that's part of it as well.
Never see that today. Look at, like, say, Daniel Island, for example. You see all sorts of different architectural styles and things like that. Whereas back in the 50s and 60s, it was, you know, this is your ranch style home that we're going to build for you. And I guess the homeowners weren't that creative, or they were just so happy to be in a new construction home. It didn't matter what it looked like. But anyways, back to our regular. I did want to mention you know, a lot of times homeowners will they'll get used to suffering. They'll be used to, you know, certain things in their home that don't work correctly, and they're just sort of limping by, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's a family celebration. You know, you have people over for July 4th or Easter or Thanksgiving or the holidays. And that's when it sort of triggers the, you know, the need or the desire. Hey, we need to make some changes. When people experience that, that they know they want something different, but they don't maybe know what their first steps are or how to put all the pieces together. And what would you say to someone who experiences that?
Tim, just like you said, it could be a certain event that triggers in someone's mind that, they need to remodel, or now's the time to remodel. I have little kids, having a birthday party, you realize that you the kitchen isn't big enough, or that sunroom added off to the back of the house is really going to help, the spillover of extra people in the house. Same with the holidays as well. I just encourage people to kind of, you know, when those moments happen, kind of get an idea of what might help, what they're trying to accomplish. You know, is it more space? Is it better use of space? And then at the same time, you know, reach out to CK Contracting, and we'll do design. We'll design a new kitchen for you. We'll design a new addition for you as well. Come to us with your questions, comments, and concerns, we'll guide you in the right direction of creating a solution for you. At the same time, though, if you can figure out, if you can kind of narrow it down a little bit of, you know, well, if our kitchen had better flow, that would be helpful. Just try to notice those pain points, and CK Contracting can help come up with a solution for you.
Mm-hmm. And a GC told me this a long, long time ago, and it makes a lot of sense. If you have it within, you know, your property, the setbacks and so forth, if you're able to add square footage to your home, that adds instant value to your home when that project is done. So, like, for example, let's say someone, instead of just doing a remodel within the same footprint of a home, if you were to add, say, 600 square feet as an addition, let's say that houses in that neighborhood are selling for $300 a square foot. You take that 600 square feet times 300 mm-hmm. per square foot, and now you've just instantly added $180,000 in value to your home, and you've also managed to, you know, update and do all of the things that you want to make your home more modern for to begin with. Is that something you talk to your clients about at CK Contracting?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do our best to explain just what you said to them. $300 a square foot is, a lot of these neighborhoods are going for a good bit more than that even nowadays. We'll have conversations with people. They'll say, well, we bought at the height of the market. I don't know if we want to put more money into this house. And then I just lay out the simple math to them as well. And say, hey, well, you know, you're adding 600 square feet, you know, and if it's $300 a square foot to add that on, you know, that's 180. Your neighborhood is selling for 550. You essentially have just produced forced equity which is you're forcing equity into the property, whereas you're making improvements and improving the equity in your equity position in your property as well. So, you know, they could be making $120,000 of equity on that project just by doing it.
Right.
And, you know, so price is a concern, and it, you know, for most people, in housing, you know, given enough time, you will always be ahead of the game with time.
Yep.
You know, so if you're, you know, if you're concerned about spending money now, thinking that, you know, prices are high, which, you know, the prices are up there. Lumber has come down drastically. You know, so not everything is at the absolute top. And, you know, if you're looking to stay in your house for at least, you know, 5 years, and if not even longer, you know, you're guaranteed, you know, to have that equity, build on that property as well.
Yeah. And I was just going to, piggyback on that and say that, I'm sure we have some listeners right now that are thinking, I need to remodel my home. And, I would, strongly encourage you, and let me give you my pitch on why you should remodel. And that is, all of the memories and happiness that you're going to have with your family in a space that is updated, and, you know, a space that when you wake up every day, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I live here. You'll be able to enjoy those moments with your family so much more with an updated space. And guess what? 5, 10, however, 20 years from now, you go to sell your property, all that money that you spent on the remodel is going to come back to you. So it's mm-hmm. Yes, you're paying for it up front, but think of all the intangible benefits and all the happiness that you're going to create for you and your family by doing that remodel now and not putting it off, and with the knowledge that, hey, I'm such a good, you know, I'm so good with my money that, I'm spending the money now, but I'll get a return on it when I go to sell my house. So any final thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, your comments, remind me of our mission statement here. Our mission statement at CK Contracting is quite simply to create an environment for dwellers to prosper. Just like you said, you know, if that extra space makes them live better in their, or inspires them, you know, maybe they have a frog now that's currently too cold or too hot. Uh-huh. You're not going to be too productive or prosperous in that space if you know, if you're not comfortable. So, fixing up the space will make the livability of it much better. Provide what it's intended for as well.
Well, how can folks get more information about CK Contracting?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they can go to our website, which is CK Contracting SC for South Carolina .com. They could call our office at 843-352-4975 and talk to Aaron, and, Aaron would love to get more information about them and their project and their needs and wants that they're trying to accomplish with it as well. Or even just look us up in Charleston Home and Design Magazine and check out one of our ads in there.
Yep. I was just about to say, you can always find CK Contracting within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with general contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
And joining us now is Victoria Seelinger, realtor with Island House Real Estate. How are you, Victoria?
I'm good. How are you, Tim?
Just fine. Thank you. Victoria, take a moment and tell everyone about Island House Real Estate.
So Island House Real Estate is a team that I most recently joined. It consists of a amazing, hardworking group of girls. Our broker is Trisha Peterson. She is based on Daniel Island, which is an awesome waterfront community close to the Wando River. But she is actually opening an office downtown, which we're really excited about.
Excellent.
It is a boutique residential and commercial real estate firm.
Very good. Excellent. Okay. And I understand, Victoria, that you just recently joined the Island House Real Estate team.
I did, and I'm super excited about it. I am a full-time teacher. I work with the Phillip Simmons School District, with Phillip Simmons Schools, and I most recently just joined the Island House Real Estate team. I'm coming from New York, where I started with my real estate license, and I most recently transferred over to Island House Real Estate because I wanted to focus more on my real estate career and helping teachers and first-time home buyers find their perfect home.
Very good. Excellent. And what led you to go into the real estate field?
Well, with teaching, I found that I had some extra time. I get off of work around 3 o'clock, so I wanted to do something exciting, and I loved being able to venture through Charleston and see the different communities, and I figured what better way to do that than to get into real estate. It's also a great way to meet people and make connections, so I love helping new families and first-time home buyers and my other teacher friends and family find their perfect home, and it also shows me different areas that I haven't seen before or haven't had the chance to see, and it also gives me ideas of what I would like to see in my own personal house. I love going into homes and seeing the different architecture and the decor. So it's a fun little world that I like to explore.
Excellent. And I understand interest rates have gone down a little bit from the highs that we experienced in the last 6 months or so. So is this a good time to look at buying a home?
Absolutely. Now is the perfect time to buy. Because interest rates are going down, home prices are likely to go up. So what we like to say is you marry the house and you date the rate. So what you want to do is you want to get into your perfect home now and then be able to refinance when those rates drop down again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I recall back in the 90s when I was in radio, we put on a series of workshops for first-time home buyers, and this was right around the time that the Charleston Navy base was closing. I remember talking to a real estate agent at that time, and he said, you know, in my experience, the coast never suffers. People are always looking to move to the coast, and that certainly has taken place. And so I doubt there's going to be any less demand to move to Charleston, which is going to keep those home prices rising, right?
Tim, I don't want to make you feel old. I was actually born in the 90s.
Yeah.
I was born in 93. But no, the coast is definitely the perfect place to be. Coming from Long Island, New York, and venturing down here to Charleston, South Carolina, it is the best of both worlds. I live over in the Wando area, but I am about 15, 20 minutes from downtown and then 15, 20 minutes to Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms. It's breathtaking. The weather is so nice here in South Carolina. You're always outside with your dog or your children, and being by the water is beautiful. People are definitely buying their second homes, investment homes here. People are traveling down because of the weather, and buying on the coast is definitely something to look at if you're looking to purchase a second home, if you're coming from up north and, you know, want the lighter winters here. It is never a bad idea to purchase Charleston.
And you can always refinance when the rates get lower.
Yeah, absolutely. Your payments now are not set in stone. It is smarter to buy now, to purchase now at these purchase prices before the rates drop and people decide to raise the price of their home. You could always refinance.
Right. Well, how can folks get more information about Island House Real Estate in general and Victoria, and you, Victoria, specifically?
Well, we do have a website. It is islandhouserealestate.com, where you can see more about our brokerage and the amazing females that I work with. You can also send me an email at victoria@islandhouserealestate.com, and I would be happy to help.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Realtor Victoria Seelinger with Island House Real Estate, and you can always find Island House Real Estate within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Thanks so much, Victoria.
Thank you so much, Tim.
And talking to us now is Bailey Cooper with Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters. How you doing, Bailey?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thanks so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. And Bailey, take a moment and tell everyone about Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters.
Sure. We are a locally owned business and we're from the Charleston area. We design, install, and service exterior shutters for the Low Country. We manufacture all the shutters, hurricane protection, as well as decorative.
Excellent. So we're talking about shutters on the outside of your house, not the inside.
Correct. Either your home or business. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters, you folks manufacture your own shutters. Can you talk about that?
Certainly, yes. So we, from the beginning, we do all of the final engineering, and then our facility is in North Charleston, where our aluminum products are made. Our Mount Pleasant facility has our wood production, our composite. And then we make the shutters, hand make every single shutter, and we deliver to each and every one of our clients and install them.
Okay. And I understand that a homeowner can opt for decorative shutters on the outside of their home, or they can opt for shutters that are designed to protect the openings during a hurricane or high wind event. What's the difference?
Correct. Yeah, of course. Well, we have over 8 to 10 different products, but there are decorative, which are the Colonials or Bahamas, that aren't impact ready, but they still serve a purpose for decoration, give you a curb appeal, but they can still protect from the Low Country elements. But for the impact rated, the hurricane rated, there is a Florida building code associated with each one of those products. And when those are closed, when those with a Bahama closed or an accordion being closed, they allow us to protect from the Low Country storms where the flying debris or the 150 mile per hour winds that could get to us with those hurricanes coming in the fall or in whenever they come.
Yeah. And why is it important to protect the openings of your home? So if your neighbor doesn't have any kind of hurricane protection on their windows, what can happen if a tree branch or something smashes through that your neighbor's window? What happens to the house in terms of the upward lift on the roof and everything like that?
Certainly. So the pressure from just one opening, so if a tree branch does come into an opening, say a window, if the wind comes in, that could essentially take the roof off our home, because all of that pressure coming into your house, all that wind coming into your house, and then your biggest asset or biggest investment is destroyed just because of that one opening being vulnerable to that hurricane.
Right, right. And I've learned over the years that there's a pressure differential between, you know, the storm that's raging outside your home and then the pressure inside your home. And so if an opening, meaning a window or a door, gets penetrated, the pressure inside your house is going to try to match the pressure outside, and it creates an upward lift on the house, and you may lose your roof at that point versus, you know, being able to ride out the storm. And then if you lose your roof, you're talking about the house getting flooded with rain. And I've even heard instances where the insurance company will come back and say, no, sorry, we can't cover this because this is considered a flood event versus damage from a hurricane. So that's one of the main reasons why you want to protect the openings of your home, the windows and doors, right?
Exactly. That is the major reason. And it's not if, but it's when a storm is going to approach. In 2016, we had a back-to-back hurricanes, and we've had some scares, but it's just it's going to be when the hurricane's going to come to us.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you mentioned before the difference between the decorative type shutters and then the ones that the shutter and hurricane protection systems that are designed to withstand high winds and impact from flying debris and such. But a lot of people will buy the decorative type, and you mentioned the Bahama shutters, and describe what the Bahama shutter looks like and why people use it for privacy and things like that.
Sure. So we do have our most popular product is the impact rated Bahama shutter. That is, and that can withstand 150 mile per hour winds and withstand, protect from that debris, and does have a Florida building code associated with it. That is the one that can be either called a Bahama or a Bermuda shutter. And it has telescopic arms at the bottom of it, and it jets out. That's what people kind of describe.
Across the top.
Exactly, a hinge across the top. Yes, sir. And it does provide sun shading, privacy. It can have for the impact rated, they can have the louvers move. So that allows for people to see through. A lot of people say that they are concerned about the lighting in their house. And I personally have them on my home, and it does not block any of the lighting that I need for my rooms. Mm-hmm. So the Bahama shutters can also be locked and adjusted from inside the home, eliminating the use of ladders. I know that we have these three-story homes in the low country, so you could get a Bahama shutter on that third story, and you don't have to use a ladder, a 40-foot ladder. I know that does concern people. Mm-hmm. So it's a great product, and it's one of our most popular.
Yeah. What would you say are the easiest for a homeowner to operate, the easiest hurricane protection systems that Low Country Hurricane Protection provides, and what are some of the more challenging ones, the ones that require going up on ladders and things like that?
Sure. So our easiest product would be the electric roll down. That is basically pushing a button and you are able to lock your home within minutes. It's great for security as well, too, if you're not in the hurricane season. So those electric roll downs are, it's just a box on the top of that opening, whether it's a door or a window, and you have a remote and you just press a button. That is the easiest product that we have. The more challenging would be the storm panels. Those can still be assembled through inside without the use of ladders. But it's just about an upgrade from plywood. They're lighter in material. They're easy to store, but it's not, you don't have those up permanently throughout the year.
I would imagine there's a correlation between the easiest hurricane protection systems that Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters provides, and the price differential between the easiest and the hardest. The storm panels are probably the least expensive, but they're the ones that, and everybody's different. There might be some younger homeowners out there that are like, oh, I don't mind. My in-laws, for instance, have some of the panels that, they've gotten up on a ladder. As they've gotten older, they're not that crazy about doing that. But there's the roll downs. Those are probably the most expensive option there too, right?
That's correct. And I mean, storm panels are great for like first floor or single floor homes. I mean, if you're approaching an opening and you can stand at it, that's a great option. We just suggest that you start. It does take a little bit more time, of course. I mean, it's not going to be a press of the button or anything like that, but it is easy to assemble, and it does protect the same amount as the electric roll down. So mm-hmm. they all protect for a Category 5 storm.
And then there's plenty of options that are right there in the middle that are not as expensive as the roll downs, but are still pretty easy to operate, like the colonial shutters, and those are the type that have the, I always think of like anybody's walked through downtown Charleston, you see a lot of the colonial shutters on those houses, right?
Yes, exactly. And there's actually three different options for colonials. You have the louvered, the board and batten, or the raised panel. So there's several different options that whatever the client needs and wants, they can determine. And it does give a little bit of curb appeal with those colonials if you just want to change it up as well. Another option would be the accordion shutters. Those are the ones that close like an accordion, instrument basically. So, and those are pretty quick as well too. Those are permanently affixed to the house year round. So they're very easy to use and maintain.
Gotcha. And mm-hmm. And what do you say to homeowners that maybe are thinking, well, I have homeowners insurance. That's I'm not going to bother to do anything to protect my home beyond that, because if my home gets destroyed, that's what I have insurance for.
What I would counter is you would actually get discounts, homeowners insurance discounts, if you did put this product on your home. There is also a South Carolina retrofit tax credit. So these options could make your insurance bill less throughout the year if you just had this as protection. And I mean, who really wants to rebuild a house or wait for that check when they could just prevent it, or be, instead of reactive, be proactive.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're right in the middle of the hot summer months here in Charleston, and picture the heat that we're all experiencing. We get these same hot days in September, for example. And I moved down to Charleston 6 months after Hugo in 1990, and I had friends that who were without power. There was a tree that landed on their house and destroyed part of their house. They were living without AC for a couple of weeks. And I guess that's the other thing is the inconvenience of having your home destroyed or partially destroyed by a storm. Nobody likes that. And so, you know, it's up to the homeowner to protect their own property. By making a small investment, they're going to be able to prevent a disaster from happening down the road.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I think what else is of interest is if your home was built, if your house is like 15 or 20 years old or older, you probably do not have hurricane protection on your home. And code requires, if you were building your house today, code requires you to have some sort of hurricane protection. So if you don't have hurricane protection on your house is breaking codes, right?
That's exactly right. So if you ever have an addition you want to do, or if you wanted to sell your home or anything like that, getting this product will bring you up to code, and that way you have more appeal to potential buyers too.
Well, talk about the experience people have when they're looking to invest in shutters or hurricane protection with Low Country hurricane protection and shutters. You're gonna at some point you're gonna invite them into your showroom in Mount Pleasant. And we have a feature in our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design where we gave some editorial coverage to some of the best showrooms in Charleston, and Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters is in the feature as well. But describe what they're going to see when they visit your showroom.
Certainly. So we have been there since 2008. We have every product that we mentioned through this interview available for somebody to see, touch, feel, get a hang of how the system works. We also have our color charts for our aluminum products as well as wood products. You get that personal touch, and you get to meet the sales representative that you've been working with throughout the process. We are open 5 days a week, and then by appointment whenever it's convenient for the customer. So it's just that they would be able to, the client would be able to really get to be comfortable with the system that they choose. If they were thinking storm panels, like we were discussing, if they were thinking storm panels and they're like, wow, this is a little bit more work than I intend to do. And then they see our accordion shutter and they're like, I actually want to go this route. So this gives them an option just to see, touch, feel the products that we are proudly making within our facilities.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters?
Sure. So we have our website, lowcountryshutters.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook. And then if you ever wanted to give our office a call, our telephone number is 843-822-5519.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Bailey Cooper with Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters. Thanks so much, Bailey.
Thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.